One. All right, welcome to the Crypto Sparta podcast. We are at what episode number are we at? 13. I'm Brian, and I'm here with Daniel and Gabe. And
yep, we got Gabe back. And we are thinking of starting off with like where Gabe is thinking the market is at.
Hey guys, incredible to be here.
Should I give out some numbers?
It's been a few weeks.
Give out some numbers in terms of like where Ethereum and Bitcoin and altcoins are at.
So Bitcoin hasn't changed much from last week. It's at 34,000 around. And then Ethereum's at, 21,159. So similar to last week, it's been same choppy type of numbers throughout the week. We're still not out of the woods yet. So it's been a pretty boring week.
But like, I mean, there are like some altcoin movers, I think. Like there's like some stuff that moves. Like almost everything is kind of back and forth, but like
you definitely see, I've been noticing a lot of more new meme coins coming back. I think that's had some resurgence. A lot of NFT-based apps or coins have been pretty volatile. I know this one I've been holding has been, jumping up 50% and then going back down like 35%. So
I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of thinking of going for like a Bored Ape.
I bought a Mona NFT. And then
you did?
Yeah.
Is that your first one?
Yeah, that was my first one. It was a.
How did it work, dude? I've only gotten the one NFT, the Top Shot, given to me. I haven't actually bought one.
Yeah, so you just need an OpenSea account. You just link with your MetaMask, and then you have ETH in your MetaMask, and then you do all the transactions through OpenSea. But the thing is that it won't show up in your wallet. Like, you can't add it. It's all like through OpenSea. So you'll have your own account. And so for the Mona NFTs, he minted them all. He made a collection of 5,000, minted them all, and then sold them on OpenSea. So you could just buy them on OpenSea. And this other one that I just bought yesterday, just for shits and gigs, it was it's a Space Shiba, which is like just like a pixelated like Shiba dog with like different characteristics, or it's like so I minted one off their website. It was a 0.05 ETH, and it's just completely random. I think they were minting like 10,000. So you just mint, connect your wallet to the site, and
this is the interesting thing that I was talking about with Gary, where it's like with NFTs. A lot of the rarity is programmed into, exactly. These auto-generative things where it's like, that was like on our chat, where he was like, yeah, I have this, ape, the Bored Ape. And he's like, it's like 3% chance that you have a hat.
Yeah.
5% chance that like, what was it? Like a cigarette or
like 3% of like all of the NFTs have like this certain trait, like
exactly
like laser eyes, or like it's holding a cigar. For the Mona
NFT, he's got a hat and a cigar, and it was like super rare.
So the Mona NFT, you could, since he minted them all by himself and then sold it, you actually know what it looked like, so you could buy based on what it looked like. For the Space Shiba, it was total like random generated, so you just click a mint and then you could have gone whatever.
That was the same with like, well, no, it was similar with Mooncats, but I ended up missing out. I still want to buy one.
Yeah, so my Space Shiba was, I had like a con, it was just a normal skin, but it had like
I feel like maybe we need to like chill for a second, like maybe Gabe or Nan.
Yeah,
to like explain, because like NFTs make no sense, and I'm like still kind of
I'm still learning into it too.
What is an NFT, man?
You answer me, Gabe. You tell me.
What an NFT is?
Yeah.
I'm curious, though. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's a non-fungible token. That's what it stands for. Yeah,
that's what it stands for.
What is it? You like you give a breakdown of what it is.
It's a unique token on the blockchain. It's a certain item. It's like instead of having like a lot of Bitcoin and coins, it's like a coin of itself that means whatever you want it to.
Could have any value.
Exactly. It's assigned the value that you, exactly. But also at the same time, it does require a certain amount of energy to be registered on the blockchain.
That's why you have to mint it, right?
What's the minting cost, dude? Because I'm looking to mint some NFTs myself.
It was 0.05 ETH. That's why they...
No, but on OpenSea for anything?
Well, to mint the Space Shiba, it was 0.05 ETH. And then the guy for Mona NFTs, he minted, I think it cost 0.05 ETH, and then he sold it.
A long time ago, I was trying to mint stuff on OpenSea. And it was when the gas prices were insane, when ETH was just running through the roof. And I was like, fuck this. I just don't want to make an NFT for like $200.
Yeah, 0.05 ETH when ETH was like 4,000 and the insane gas prices.
No, it was more than that. It was more than that. The gas prices to mint an NFT were really high.
Yeah.
And then I heard you can do like a ton of, you can do like, this is the crazy thing is like when you realize that when you do NFTs on not Ethereum, on Polygon, on Matic, you can do like 1,000 times as many NFTs for the same price.
Really?
But it's like, well, who wants NFTs on Matic?
Yeah, Matic, yeah.
Like you want Ethereum NFTs, but no one really understands that. And I try to explain that and it's a very... Like, you get it, but it's a very complicated idea.
Well, even like, the people putting out NFT collections, they're all doing it on Ethereum. They're not exactly. doing it on Polygon.
Ethereum is the real deal. Like, I don't know. It's almost Bush League, I think. But I don't know. I mean, I guess there are people.
It's like a knockoff. It's like, you know, Coca-Cola and then, like, RC Cola or, like, some knockoff brand.
You guys think Matic's here to stay for the long term? Will Matic be around in 10 years?
I mean, it's big now. It's like top 15 market cap.
It's like too big to fail.
It's bigger than Link now.
Like, is it really?
Is crazy. Yeah, it's like 15 and like Link's like 16 or something. But so when I bought the Mona NFT, 0.05 ETH, and then the gas fees was really cheap. It was only like $6 for the gas.
Really?
So I only paid like, you know, I just had some leftover ETH in my wallet.
I don't think anybody really covers it properly, but gas fees are down like big time.
Not down much, man. I tried to claim my Ursula rewards. They wanted 85.
That's different, though. That's different. Yeah. It's and within it that platform.
Because it was on Ursula. They were almost thinking of using Matic to be able to have like a layer two solution for claiming the rewards.
It's the way they set up their like platform, and that's why it's like a little bit more expensive. But I think gas fees in general, just to make general transactions, are pretty cheap.
Is it because of the less throughput though? Because less people are doing shit on it. Like
I think people are kind of
scales, or maybe there's more. But like no one tells you exactly why. Yeah. The gas fees are what they are.
I think that there's a lot of
complex equation of like 5-10 different things.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I think there's like people like stop caring about it now, or like there's like people like less interested. Like it was a huge like fad with like Doge and stuff, and I think once Ethereum crashed, like people like stopped, you know, being so focused on
the weird thing is most people don't even talk about Ethereum. The average person talks about Bitcoin. They're like, Bitcoin crashed. I was like, I don't give a fuck about Bitcoin, but Bitcoin dragged all my other shit down too.
Yeah. It's just a chain reaction.
Yeah.
So I think it's not as busy as it used to be, obviously. And so I think it's,
and I think that there are probably more miners.
Yeah, I'm not sure about some,
like,
that.
Efficiencies. And I mean, yeah, we can talk about EIP 1559. Like, apparently the London hard fork is coming soon.
August 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard there was some issues though with like MEV, where like allowed people to like front run you.
Not issues.
What do you think though, Gabe?
About a theorem?
I'm bullish about it.
I'm bullish too. I mean,
I think it's the best coin to own.
I know. No, right?
It's a lot of issues.
Well, it already, it's like I caught so many gains off Ethereum. Like, I feel like it's not, I like to go for those dirty gems, you know, go digging through the shit pile. But that's not really everybody's strategy. It was funny to look at some of the Scrooge McDuck tweets and like the Scrooge the Quack Pack.
Yeah.
Like, he's a savage. Like, that guy, he really goes full on shit coins. And it's a really interesting strategy.
He has no
and if
fear,
you're early, man. If you're just tapped in to being early, yeah, man, I was bummed out, though. I had Tiger King. I put in 100. It was up to 1,100. And then now it's down to 550. I didn't sell.
That's still but, 5X.
Yeah, it's still 5.5. Tiger King, T-King.
Yeah, they had
and then there was a really great, I wish we could Brian, we got to work on the production quality to be able to bring in videos, but yeah. Tiger King, he sent a message from prison.
Yeah, he was like, go buy this coin, it supports whatever, like
I'm happy to be the first people. Celebrity with his own cryptocurrency coin. Part of the proceeds go to Big Cat Sanctuaries, please. To the moon,
and orphanages or something, and then it's like, let's show Carol Baskins, like
goddamn bitch Carol Baskins.
Yeah, like let's show her off by buying this coin, like fuck Carol Baskins. Basically what he was saying.
Oh no, man, the meme coins, man, it's an interesting, because I really was thinking about, you know, different strategies, right side of the curve, left side of the curve. And if you can be smarter about knowing what the left side of the curve does, I was like, dude, T-King, of course, Tiger King coin, this is like easy money. But idiots are going to love this shit. I think it's funny. Come on.
I think the issue is that you don't know if it's a rug or not until they actually get rugged.
Yeah, that's true.
Floki, that guy was like, yeah, Floki. You know, his Twitter handle was like a Uniswap detective. Like, he's supposed to be looking out for you. And then, you know, he trusted the developer that rugged their like LP tokens or LP pool.
So for people that can't follow, I remember seeing this on crypto Twitter, and I believe it dropped 90% in a day.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny when Mark Cuban got rug pulled.
Yeah, dude.
That was pretty funny. He called for regulation after that.
That's so funny. But it's like, it was only a small percentage. I think he lost like just like a couple million or something.
Yeah, only a couple million. He had went from like 68 to like less than a cent in like a day. It was like a huge rug pull.
It's like, what do you expect after you wrote an article about how great it is and then you get someone to buy it? Obviously, the developers are like, wow, yeah. This is a lot of money.
It swindled Mark Cuban.
I mean, I think Cuban still must be up like a ton.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, he's probably still up.
He was early and he was big into Ethereum.
Yeah.
He's into like every like project too. He has money in like every coin.
Well, if you have money, you can just dip, you know, yeah. Every like our $100 per coin is like his like 100,000.
How many coins are there? Like there's like over 10,000, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's great news, and I mean, I'll just say it because I don't think anybody is like gonna be upset about it, but Aditi, the Coin Review writer, has been rehired for another 3 months. And then if anybody wants to give feedback, and maybe we could talk about this on the podcast, what types of coins should be reviewed?
Yeah, what I mean, we show projects every week. But, you know, everyone has their different way of researching and like curious about different coins.
So it's looking like we've also hired additional interns that are going to be doing profiles on like famous people in crypto. And I think that that's kind of like a good mix, like to really understand, like, how can you understand crypto if you don't know Sam Bankman-Fried? How can you understand crypto if you don't know, you know, CZ? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because there are people behind these things.
Well, you'll know his name now. You got a bunch of,
you know, there's like, there's Crypto Sparta, there's Donny Esteban. Like, how can you talk about crypto
without Crypto Sparta?
Yeah.
Crypto Sparta is cryptocurrency.
Crypto Sparta, trademark. Yeah. It's been trademarked.
Yeah. So if you want to use it, you got to pay up.
Yeah. As well as crypto legal and crypto memes. So if you want to talk about crypto memes, you got to talk to me. I mean, it's funny, but I love it. Seriously. The power of memes. What do you guys think is going to be like not even the next meme coin, but like the weird thing that everybody else in the world is like, and this isn't, I mean, we could go to the shills, I guess, but it's like, what is the weird NFT where you're like, this is fucking dumb.
I think Tom Cruise coin could do well.
Tom Cruise coin.
Yeah, I haven't even heard about that one.
No, it might not exist. These are just theoretical.
Yeah, Tom Cruise coin. Maybe like Kobe Bryant coin.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
Oprah. Oprah coin.
No, Mamba coin.
Mamba coin. Black Mamba.
Oprah coin.
If you do Mamba, you can do BL Mamba. That's a good one.
And there's a lot of like, you can get creative and like do a lot of things.
Yeah, I think the sex coins have already been played out. Like, come in you. Come in you. And you,
well, meme stocks are here to stay. Meme coins and meme stocks are here to stay. No.
Yeah.
That's never going away.
But it's funny how, like, people, like, are into crypto. Like, they'll invest in meme coins, but they won't invest in anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like
the memes.
It's funny when you start getting into, like, just a weird alternate reality. Like, because there are people on, like, Twitter who talk about it too, where it was like, oh man, like, yeah, dude, I'll spend like $500 or like I'll spend like an ETH on an NFT. But then it's like, what? Like $20 for a meal for a burger? Like, no. And then you just like, there's all like the memes about the dude who's like, I'm super rich in crypto. And then it's like a bed on the ground. Like,
mattress, no bed frame.
Yeah I got sent one of those, and like, no, when everything crashed too, like my one cousin asked me, she was like, I saw stuff happen, like, are you good?
You're not gonna kill yourself.
No And it's like, no, things are going well for Crypto Sparta, and I think that the newsletter should be getting functional, and then yeah, we can talk about some of the guests, and maybe we could even brainstorm who else we should have as guests on. Gabe's a frequent guest.
Yeah, we can get Nick on.
Yeah, we can get Nick on.
I think our buddy Willis P90. He's a big NFT guy, so we definitely might even learning do more. The
double with Willis and Gary.
Oh, wow. Gary. Insane.
That would be a double.
That would be a 3-hour episode. Yeah, extend it on.
But we'll be expanding the Crypto Sparta podcast in terms of, like, you know, doing more episodes with more people, and then like also increasing the reach, and then at a certain point marketing it, and hopefully announcing some of our partnerships. So exciting stuff.
We got an animation intro video in the works.
The animation is coming. Yeah. Yep. That's one of the interns. She's great. And if anybody out there listening needs an animation person, I'll give them to you for a small management fee.
Little sprinkle on top.
Yeah. I mean, can't do things for free. But should we move to the shills? I think it's about a good time for the shills.
Yeah. I mean, Gabe, you wanna go first as the guest, honorary guest?
Yeah, I think even though BNB is gonna get pummeled, I think it's gonna make a comeback.
I kind of agree with you. That's a smart. That's some alpha right there.
I like
BNB is like Binance, Chainlink, right?
No, I like Uniswap.
Ooh, Uniswap.
Yeah, just things that have gotten pummeled that I think are big coins that were top 10, they're not top 10.
What about SushiSwap?
I like SushiSwap too, yeah. I mean, I've always been a big SushiSwap guy. I always thought that's been underrated. Yeah.
I'm like weirdly in like the zone of like, there's going to be another meme coin. And I almost wonder.
You hear about like, Doink and Uncle?
I heard of those. Yeah. There's a lot of dumb ones out there. And like some of them, one of them is going to be dumb enough to be smart.
The funny thing is like that.
I still think T-King at 13 million or whatever, you know, T-King at like 100 million market cap. Like 10X or something.
I feel like Tiger King though, it's like kind of like, it's kind of past the main, like, you know, the, you know, it's not like mainstream. How overlap anymore. Is
there between the Tiger King community and the crypto community?
Because that was like huge in 2020, but it's like kind of died down, you know? It's like past its fad.
This is the COVID show.
Well, like the interesting thing too is, have you seen the other meme coins where what they say is that they promise that they're going to give some of the proceeds to something for a good cause?
Well, it's like, how so
this
can
is
you...
what I'll show. I'll show coins that are like, they don't even mean anything, but if you pitch in money to own the coin, it like goes to somewhere. It's the same thing that I've learned about in business school, where it's like, if you do charity, like, you know, like it's actually a business scheme, like a 501.
So it's like, so I'm showing those coins. Well, I'm saying like they advertise that they're a charity coin, but have they actually like announced that they're like sent these coins to charity and you track the, you know, the wallet that they actually sent money to, you know, the charities that they say that they're going to send.
Same, all the rich politicians or like all the, you know, charity people, it's like, okay, so we raised $2 million and then we spent $1.5 million on the party and we gave like $300,000 to the people. And then the rest paid for the salaries of the people that raised the money and organized the dinner.
Chelsea Clinton for the Clinton Foundation.
Clinton cash. We're going to get canceled. Can't be Alex Jones in it out here.
I got one show. My mom actually told me about this one. She noticed this on Coinbase, Quant.
Yep.
It's like a interoperable for DLT, which is like digital ledger technologies. So they're trying to connect, you know, all the ledger technologies.
I've seen that one. QNT, so, that's an outlet there too.
Yeah, they only have like 19,000 holders, but it's at like a billion market cap. Like it's
wow.
Like,
so then it's like a lot of people heavily invested in that.
Yeah, and so it's been pretty strong through this dip, actually. It like dipped to like 65, but then it's like went back up to 80. And so my mom, she just noticed it on Coinbase that it was just a big jumper. She doesn't know what it does. And she's like, how can I buy this QNT on Coinbase? And then, you know, you do some more research.
Wow,
it's like,
how do you Coinbase? That's like classic stuff, yeah.
Well, it's like it was a new coin too, so it was like just got on Coinbase, so it's like it showed up and then it didn't show up.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, apparently they have like certain restrictions on it, but no, man. I think it was a good episode, and like we'll probably have Gabe back on, and then we'll be ramping it up. But it was good to get back after the 4th of July break.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Nick, for listening.
And Smithy. And Gabe's buddies. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. See you all next time. Peace.
Peace.